This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with NCC cadets, NSS volunteers, Youth Exchange Program cadets, Tablu artists and tribal guests on the Republic Day celebration 2025 at his residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi today. During the interaction, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of national unity and diversity, urging all participants to interact with people from different states to strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He highlighted how such interactions foster understanding and unity, which are vital for the nation's progress. Mr. Modi emphasized that fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is the key to achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat. He urged everyone to remain united and committed to strengthening the nation through collective efforts. The Prime Minister encouraged youth to register on the My Bharat portal and actively engage in activities that contribute to nation building. During the conversation, the Prime Minister discussed some key initiatives of the government which are helping make the life of people better. The Prime Minister also interacted with foreign participants. These participants expressed joy in attending the program, praised India's hospitality, and shared positive experiences of their visits. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on the Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto in New Delhi today. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar remarked that the Indonesian President's participation as the chief guest at India's 76th Republic Day will be a fitting celebration to the cherished friendship between the two countries. He acknowledged President Prabowo's guidance and positive sentiments for the development of a multifaceted bilateral ties. President Prabowo arrived in India last night on a four-day visit ahead of the 76th Republic Day celebrations. Minister of State for External Affairs Pabitra Margarita received him at the airport in the national capital. During his visit, the Indonesian President will meet President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is President Prabowo's first visit to India after assuming office in October last year. Akashvani and Doordarshan are fully geared up for the live coverage of the 76th Republic Day Parade from Kartavya Path on 26 January. To review the preparedness of the Kartavya Path, Secretary of Information and Broadcasting, Sanjay Jaju took stock of the arrangements made by Akashvani and Doordarshan for the live coverage. He lauded the efforts of Akashvani and Doordarshan teams.
So the entire team of Prasar Bharati, both Doordarshan as well as All India, is very important, the most important event of the country. A lot of effort goes into it, a lot of logistics are involved. There are more than 50 odd cameras which are everywhere. You have optical fiber lines, your regular lines, your fallback lines. All that is happening, and to ensure that we have a completely uninterrupted coverage of this great important event that we have. And I'm pretty confident that our team will ensure that it all happens completely flawless manner.
Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi said that this time 4,000 cameras have been deployed to ensure high-quality picture resolution, which is 8 times better than before. He also mentioned that the parade will be broadcast on the Waves OTT platform. The 15th National Voters' Day will be celebrated across the country tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the national function in New Delhi. She will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Negwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. This year's theme, Nothing Like Voting, I Vote For Sure, continues last year's focus on the importance of electoral participation and pride in voting. The Madhya Pradesh government has banned the sale of liquor in 17 religious towns of the state, including in Ujjain, Mehar, Omkareshwar, Orchha and Chitrakoot. The decision was made in the state cabinet meeting held today at Maheshwar in Khargone district known as the Holy City of Lokmata Ahilyabai. In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 14 Maoists in Bijapur district. Of these, a reward of about 36 lakh rupees is declared on 8 Maoists. These Maoists are arrested from the forest of Tekmatla, Nadapalli and Malamteda under the Usur police station area. In Australian Open tennis, men's singles title clash has been set up between defending champion and top seed Jannik Sinner of Italy and second seed German Alexander Zverev to be played on Sunday. Sinner moved into the second Australian Open final with a commanding 7-6, 6-2, 6-2 victory over the 21st seed Ben Shelton of United States. And that is the end of this news bulletin.